Let's go back to the original experiment. He initially, what Abrams found was that if a person, a healthy person, had tonality when they were tapped on the surface of their chest, and this is still done today by many doctors listening, doing initial diagnosis and looking at health.
I just had it done to me on my for my 50th physical. I had the, they did the tonal test, right? The tap,
yeah,
and listen.
Yeah, they
the
tap and they listen.
Right.
And, well, what happened, what got Abrams curious was that if he took a healthy young man who tapped out perfectly and he attached, he had him hold two wires in his hand and he put the wires underneath the door into another room and attached them to a pointer. And the pointer was directed at a recently removed cancerous tumor. The body of the healthy young man would tap as though it had cancer. Do you follow what I'm saying?
You're saying the doctor, because this guy in another room was attached electronically to a cancerous tumor, that a doctor examining the young man who is healthy would exhibit the tapping characteristic. As the doctor tapped his chest, he would exhibit the characteristics of a cancerous man because the energy from the tumor was being conducted through the wires into his hands.
Yes. First, he experienced this by putting the tumor right next to the person and then tapping. But in order to achieve a measure of objectivity, they used wires and separated the actual device that was used to point to the tumor so he could point away from the tumor and see if the tapping still was there, which obviously the man returned to the healthy sounds and then pointed back to the tumor and hear the sick sound showing up on that part of the abdomen. So, I mean, think of this as just a discovery back at the early days of medicine, the early days of electronics. Nobody really knew what was going on with radio and all of this. They just knew that all kinds of information was running down wires. And look at this. Suddenly, something about health is able to be transmitted down a wire. Well, the beginning of the device in radionics was simply that came about because the more they diagnosed through this percussive methodology, the more they realized that certain diseases were very close to each other on the surface of the body, like the tapping was almost indistinguishable from place to place. Well, so what Abrams did was he cut the wire and inserted between it some resistors, some dials, basically just simple resistors from 1 to 10 or 1 to 100. And because he was able to calibrate what was going down the wire, he could assign a numerical rate to it, you see? So instead of just being this sound that I subjectively can sense is cancer or syphilis or whatever it is, now all of a sudden I can say, even if they're close together, one has 22, the other one has 28, you see? So suddenly the idea of the device, which really wasn't doing anything except differentiating between the signals that were traveling from the healthy individual to, in this case, the tumor, that's really where it began, you see?
Well,
so that's kind of changed over time, but that's where it began.
I love that. So let's just recap. So with the idea that really when we boil it down to its essence, Albert Abrams, when he invented this machine, it was really a scientific way of measuring, if we go to its finest elements, is coming up with a scientific calibration for the sound that a healthy person makes when you tap their back and a sound that an unhealthy person makes when you tap their back. I mean,
yes,
it really
the calibration is actually the radiation.
The radiation.
All you're doing is assigning a numerical rate to a type of radiation coming from a specific point in the body.
And that's when we're tapping something, you're sending a vibration through it. So when you tap it and you listen for it, that what happens when you that concussive tap on a back, that's really a very primitive way of measuring radionics, Albert Abrams would argue, right?
That was the very beginning of diagnostic radionics.
That's interesting.
It was, in that context of that day, very consistent with other medical practices like homeopathy, which was quite ascendant at that time. So, I mean, what he was doing scientifically, medically, he was a trained neurologist. He wasn't trying to cheat anybody at cards, you know? He had already discovered the pulmonary and cardiac reflex. He was famous for this. His books were translated into Japanese. I mean, everything that he was doing was putting an already solid reputation at risk as this study moved forward. So they characterized him as some kind of a buffoon who didn't know any better than just some charlatan selling snake oil is ridiculous. The man was highly trained